Welcome. This is Signal. Tayyib and Me by Dante. Today on my Uber drive back from physical therapy, Tayyib and I met. Unfortunately, Tayyib and I ended up stuck in New York City traffic during rush hour, but that turned out to be very fortunate for the both of us. Tayyib was born and raised in Khulna, a town in Bangladesh. I was born and raised in Astoria, Queens, New York City. He mentioned how most of Bangladesh is Muslim, but also has Hindu, Buddhism, and Christianity. There was no need for me to mention the beliefs of persons where I was from, because he was here long enough to know and agreed that we should leave people's beliefs with the individual. And we both agreed that's what this country was special for. Also, why my parents came here in the 1960s, and why he came here with his family over 10 years ago. Equally, to have an opportunity to be and to make something for ourselves with hard work. Being in the back seat, all the while our eyes connected through the rearview mirror. We spoke about war and peace, how it might be possible that many of our differences could be solved over a dinner table, full of food from different cultures, and with people seated there who came from different parts of the world. We agreed how all everyone really hopes for and wants is to be happy, safe, and live life without fear for themselves and their loved ones. He and I, both from different cultures, spoke for 2 hours after the drive to my home was over, and just sat there in his car discussing our lives with each other. Now we can look each other in the eye. We discussed with regret what was forgotten or left behind with uncertainty, and what we were concerned about, and where we were now in our lives, all along being kind and grateful that we were there to discuss it. Before he helped me out of the car and into my home, we spoke about many wonderful experiences we both were lucky to have, and also we spoke about our lives' heartbreaks. How we were sad and struggling, but also happy and grateful for what we have in this world. We spoke about the types of books that we have read and our favorite books. I mentioned to him one of my favorite books from one of my mentors, Harry Bernstein, who wrote The Invisible Wall, and how familiar that book was to the discussion we were having. How anything in this world can be made possible with effort to understand, caring for all, and love for even those who may have been made our enemies in the past by forces that were beyond us. Before we parted, he helped me into my home, and we kissed each other on the cheek and hugged. Foolishly, not thinking about exchanging phone numbers, even now I have regret. I hope one day I will see and embrace my friend like I did that day. But even if we don't have that chance, I will never forget what we shared. The end.